Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, Queen of Mercy, pray for us. Mary, Refuge of Sinners, pray for us. Queen of Peace, pray for us. Dear brother priests, dear pilgrims from around the world, dear listeners, the Mother gathers all of us here, the Mother, the Queen of Peace, the Queen of Mercy, the Queen of Love. She gathers her children. Only let us not forget one thing. The Mother gathers her children for already 35 years here. And listen to me well. She gathers us for war, for a spiritual battle. I hope that you've heard me well. All those who are here tonight, and all those who throughout the 35 years have been coming here to Medjugorje, to this source of mercy and of love, to all of them, a call for mobilization is given, like before war. However, it's not just any kind of a war. It's about a spiritual war, a war of love. The flag of Christ, the flag of mercy, the flag of love. And he has decided to be on the army of the Immaculate One. We have heard the beginning of the gospel. It's a matter of Jesus choosing 72 of his disciples. We know that he chose 12 of his closest, who were his right hand, always along his side. But Jesus chose also the 72 disciples. The church fathers tell us 72 disciples is the image of all of the faithful of Jesus, of the innumerable army of Christians who are baptized in the name of Jesus and who have chosen to be under his flag. A church author explains this number 72, because in the Bible there is nothing that is by accident. He says, day consists of 24 hours, and 24 hours are necessary for the earth to revolve around its axis. And in those 24 hours, Jesus' disciples are called to proclaim the glory of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Most Holy Trinity, number 3. And he says, 3 times 24 is 72. The assignment of each one of us. 24 hours, not just us priests. I spoke this today to us the priests, that we must be the priests of Jesus 24 hours a day. Our priest does not have work time, but also every soldier of Christ, each one of us, do not have time of work. We need to belong to Jesus 24 hours a day if we desire to be truly his otherwise we will be lukewarm. And Jesus complains to us against our lukewarmness and desires for us to be completely decided for Him. The mission of the 72, that's each one of you who have come here. Our Lady has called you. She has given you the call, and she desires for you to return back to your home and to witness the mercy of her Son, that you may be His apostles. What does Jesus say? When He chooses the 72, He sends them two by two. St. Augustine says that number two means that each of Jesus' disciples must be armed in his apostolate, in a spiritual battle. We must be armed with two loves, the love for God and the God towards man, love towards man, the two commandments of love. But not only this, we know that God always gives us the other person so that He may reprimand us, warn us in life, that He may encourage us, that He may lead us on. Take, for example, the Old Testament. Moses receives his brother Aaron. Joshua receives Caleb. In order to have someone who will be with him, Jesus needs the nearness and seeks the nearness of his apostles, the nearness of his mother, because it's not good for man to be alone in any way, especially in spiritual battle. We need the other person. St. Francis clearly and beautifully asks this of his brothers, because he's strong, that in everything he may be similar to Christ. And when he sends his brothers to preach, he sends them always two by two. Not without a given reason, but because Jesus desires this. On 9th of July this year, the Church will celebrate the Holy Martyrs of Gorkum. Today is Belgium or Netherlands, I'm not sure exactly where. Do you know what happened with these martyrs before they hung them? Two by two they were led to ridicule the Catholic processions during Corpus Christi, and as they came two by two like the innocent lambs, they sang, "We, to you our God, we praise you." They consoled each other, and before they were hung like dogs, they confessed how important it is to have the other person, how important it is for us priests. When these days we are here at the retreat for the priests, that we are able to have our brother priest by the hand and say, "Brother, I would like to confess. Please pray for me." It is so important to have the other person. God sends us the other person. He speaks to us through the other. The other person is always the voice of God in my life. You who are in marriage, brothers and sisters, marriage is a blessing. Why does a husband have a wife? Why does a wife have a husband? That the other will be the one to help them. You must be able to lean your head upon someone when it's difficult for you, to pray for you, to direct a word of encouragement to you. The other person in my life is Jesus' shoulder, Jesus' heart, upon which I must lay my head as St. John leaned his head upon the breast of Jesus. The third thing, Jesus tells us in today's Gospel, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. In these days I've witnessed to the priests How much Medjugorje helped me on my way to the priesthood. To be a laborer in the harvest of Jesus, not just for me, but thousands of priests whom Our Lady called here to be her priest, the priest of her son. That is why Medjugorje is a great place. Because Our Lady calls an army of priests. Believe me, this is the greatest miracle of Medjugorje, because here spiritual vocations begin to sprout. Spiritual vocations cannot sprout where God and God's hand are not at work. That is a very great miracle of Medjugorje. God calls his priests to enter and to be a part of his evangelization. Saint John Chrysostom says, the Lord does not want to discourage us. He doesn't say there is much plowing, much sowing, but rather he speaks about the harvest. At the same time, we sow, but we also reap. Only if you belong to the Lord. The fourth point, very essential with today's gospel. As I've said at the beginning, the Lord is sending us into battle. But you know, when a king or an officer sends his soldiers into battle, he must arm them well. And well, Lord, that's what Jesus said to us. Is he merciless? He says, I'm sending you like lamb among the wolves, without any weapons. At least it seems that way to us. Because the lamb is meek and humble. The lamb does not have horns or claws. The lamb is meek and innocent. It has no way to defend itself. I will share with you what I have briefly spoken to the priest about my life as a shepherd when I was a child. I will speak to you about one thing. When I was little, there were scenes that were carved within me for my whole life. When a ewe brings a lamb into the world, when it's a little bit cooler, especially if it's cold and she does not have enough milk, what is done then? You take the lamb and you bring the lamb into your home. And then you give to the lamb a bottle with milk like to a baby. You give milk to the lamb. And the lamb becomes tame. And when he grows up, that lamb is not afraid of anyone. The person with a knife could come to meet him, but it runs to meet him because in every person it sees the Savior, the one who gave life to it. You could come and slaughter that lamb, but it will wag its tail and it will lay around you. Imagine, this is what Jesus asks of us. Why? Because he himself has done the same. The meek, innocent lamb without sin has permitted to be slain, that his blood may be shed. What does Jesus arm us with? With meekness, love, humility, mercy. What does he give us into our hands? He gives us some expressions. If somebody forces you to give a mile, go with him too. If somebody asks of you to give him your bottom garment, give him also the top coat. Eat the ones who hate you, bless them, pray for those who persecute you. That is the weapon of Jesus. That weapon is madness in the world's eyes, but for us to be saved, for us it is the power and consolation. Without this weapon, we cannot be Christian. Look today at the Christians throughout the world. Christians are being persecuted. They are slaughtered. They are crucified. Remember, in the Middle East, the Coptic Christians, how the fundamentalists killed them on the shore. The entire sea red with their blood, but they kneel with their eyes looking to heaven, uniting their lives with the life of Christ, the innocent lamb. That is Christianity, brothers and sisters. We have no other weapons. Or the weapon that Our Lady gives us here in Medjugorje, the five stones by which we need to be armed with, that is our weapon, not something of the world. It is the rosary, it is the Holy Mass, it is confession, it is sacred scripture, it is fasting. That is the weapon in the hand of a Christian. When you take this weapon, then you fear nothing more, because you become similar to your Jesus. And another thing from tonight's Gospel. What does Jesus want to arm us with? He desires to arm us with His peace. He says, I give you my peace I give unto you. He who has peace of Jesus in his heart is afraid of nothing. He doesn't fear even a atomic bomb, let alone guns or arms. He is afraid of nothing. Why is today's world afraid? Why is this world overflowing with fear, with worry? Even us, the priests, why are we afraid? Because we don't have peace in our hearts. If you have Jesus, if you have peace of Jesus in your heart, then you are not afraid of anything. And to this Our Lady calls us here in Medjugorje. Have my son in your heart, which means have his peace in your heart. Then let it be thunder and lightning, let wars break out, and you will have peace. I remember before war, when in this region there was rumor of war, and even when war began, everywhere there was lack of peace, and I came here to Medjugorje, and the heart overflowing with peace. The war is preparing everywhere around this region, and my heart completely at peace. My brothers and sisters, do not forget, when you leave this holy place, to keep Jesus' peace in your hearts. Because we live in difficult times, in times of very difficult spiritual battle, when we must clearly decide for our Jesus. And we will be on the side of Jesus, and we'll be able to resist all of the onslaught of evil in the world, only if we carry Jesus' peace in our hearts. I repeat, a person who has peace in his heart is not afraid of anything, because Jesus then leads his life. And with these thoughts, with all my heart, I desire to wish you peace in your heart. May the peace of Jesus lead you in life. May the intercession of His Immaculate Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be with you always. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary.